You're listening to the Book Club at 91.7. I'm Mark Purcell. Thanks for tuning in this morning. On the phone with me right now is the best-selling author C.J. Box. He has a new novel in his Joe Pickett Adventures. It's called Endangered, and it's in bookstores right now. You may realize that C.J. Box has been writing these Joe Pickett novels for a while. This is his 15th novel. C.J. Box, welcome to the Book Club at 91.7.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
And I should clarify, this is the 15th entry in the Joe Pickett series. That's not just the 15th book you've written. So,
That's right. Yeah, there's some standalones in there as well.
But I have to say, since I last talked to you about the last Joe Pickett book, Stone Cold, my mother has become quite a fan, and I can personally say that I have sold a copy of every single one of your books thanks to my mom being a fan. So congratulations on that. So.
Well, good. Good for your mom. Good for you, too. Thank you.
Well, she loves them a lot, and I know that your fans, that you really feel a lot of your fans are like family. How is that as a writer?
It's fascinating how involved some readers get with Joe Pickett and his family and Nate Romanowski and the kind of deep questions they ask about the relationships and so on. I appreciate it, but I, at the same time, sometimes I feel like they know the characters better than I do.
can that be put you at a disadvantage?
At times, yes, because sometimes I'll ask questions about something that happened in book five that it takes me a while to recall, because they've just read it.
Well, your new book, Endangered, really brings family to the forefront. I was swept in from that very first line, that is, when Wyoming game warden Joe Pickett received the call every parent dreads. He was standing knee-high in thick sagebrush, counting the carcasses of sage grouse. And that call every parent dreads really set my heart a-pounding right at the beginning. And I imagine this could have been a little more personal of a book for you to write than the usual. Is that true?
That is true. That is true. I'm a parent of three girls. They're pretty much grown now, but I've got to say nothing. I never got that call on any of them, but I'd be lying if I didn't say it's not the thing that flashes through your mind when, the teenage daughter isn't home on time and the phone rings and you just pray that it's not law enforcement letting you know something. And in this case, in this book, it's about his adopted daughter, April, who in the last book ran off with a professional rodeo cowboy and is then found beaten on the side of a ditch. And Joe immediately suspects the rodeo cowboy, although evidence suggests somebody else.
I must say that as I was reading Endangered, I really was feeling for Joe Pickett, and I think that's pretty much a universal feeling as a parent, that you are always worried about your kids. And was that the kernel that led to the new Joe Pickett novel, Endangered, or what was the catalyst that brought this adventure to where it is now?
Well, yeah, that was absolutely, two things, really. That I always kind of have different threads going in each book, and one thread is about the sage grouse, the fact that in real life, if they're declared an endangered species, it will really affect a lot of the economy of Wyoming and seven other mountain states, because that's where the sage grouse are located. Half of all the sage grouse in North America are in Wyoming. So that's one track, and the other track was, in fact, the family story with April and what was likely to happen to her, because she's been throughout. She was actually introduced in the very first book, but it's really had a rough childhood, and the adoption is kind of a new thing, and to have this happen to her like that and not her be in a coma and not be able to say who did it is pretty agonizing.
I know you drummed up a lot of emotions in me reading Endangered, especially when it came to Joe's daughter April and the danger that she was put in and the people that she had become involved in. Was this hard to write? Because I imagine it could be, from your perspective, a bit of an emotional roller coaster as well.
Oh, it absolutely is. It's just when I'm writing that kind of subject matter, especially with children and with real daughters, I just have to step back and put myself into Joe Pickett's head and not try to be and not try to be too involved with it myself until later. You know, I try to kind of live that through him, not personally.
Speaking with C.J. Box, his latest Joe Pickett novel, The Wyoming Game Warden, is Endangered and available where books are sold. You can learn more at our website, wvxu.org. And you mentioned the sage grouse, C.J., and in many of your books, readers know to look for issues involving ecology and the environment. And I found the rantings and ravings of Governor Roulon rather interesting here in Endangered. You kind of take a different tact and say some of this environmental stuff ain't so good.
Well, you know, it's like almost all of these issues when you really get into them, and if you research them, if I research them without a point of view in mind just to simply learn about it, I always find out that it's not a black and white deal and mm-hmm. that it's more complicated and more nuanced than it sometimes appears. And the sage grouse, for example, there's no doubt that their overall numbers have gone down throughout the West. The reason for that, though, is in doubt. You know, the government contends and many biologists contend that it's all due to energy development that has taken over their habitat. But there are other biologists who say all species crash and cycle. You know, there gets to be so many and then the habitat can't handle them anymore. They die off, they come back, and it's happened since the millennia. So, you know, you can't always attribute the losses of a species to humans or activity in every case. So I try to explore both sides. I kind of trust the reader to come down where they may.
As you're looking at these environmental and ecological issues, do you find a theme that sparks the idea for a story, or do you have the story that sparks the platform for the particular issue?
I always start with the theme or the controversy or the issue. And then the way I look at it is, how can I pull a reader through this real-life issue in a page-turning way? And that's when I begin. So then I do the research on the issue and start an outline and then literally write on top of an outline.
So you do outline where you want the story to go. That's a question I ask writers often. Some folks I spoke to, action author Clive Cussler, just a week or so ago, and he talked about how he doesn't know where the story's going. Well, he knows the beginning and he knows the end, but he doesn't know how it's going to develop in the middle, and he lets the character show him the story. But you kind of plan where those characters are going?
Right. Every author is different. I'm always fascinated talking to other authors, find out what their method is. But for me, I like the outlining. It doesn't mean that I may not get to an end that I had intended to the entire time and change it last minute or throw a curb in that I never outlined. That happens all the time.
Yeah, so there is some spontaneity still involved, right?
Oh, sure.
Well, I have to say the emotions churned up by the incident with Joe's daughter April in your book Endangered makes the villain all the more villainous. I imagine you could put a little heat on if you felt the venom I felt reading about Brenda Cates here in Endangered. Where did she come from?
Well, I just like the idea of a family like that. You know, because it's kind of Joe Pickett's family versus this other family. And mm-hmm. Brenda Cates is kind of a Ma Barker type who kind of rules her clan in their compound out in the country. And I like the fact that she's not overtly evil and actually looks kind of like, you know, she's a little overweight, she's not very attractive, she wears old clothes. She's not somebody who would scare anybody when they looked at her until they got to know her. And she has the attitude that, chip on the shoulder attitude, that her family and her son and her are not well enough respected by the other people in the area. So from her standpoint, she's protecting her family by doing the things she does.
So really it's two sides of the parenting equation here. You have Joe and his involvement and empathy and sympathy, and then you have the Cates family, which is about as dysfunctional as they come. Two sides of the coin there.
Yeah, yes. And, you know, we won't talk about the ending, but, you know, be assured that you're going to see a couple of them again.
C.J. Box, his new Joe Pickett novel is Endangered, the 15th in the series. You can learn more about it at our website, wvxu.com. www.thebeatles.org. And CJ, we were talking about your fans, including my mom, a little bit earlier. What surprises you most as you go and tour and talk about this book, beyond that familiarity that many fans have with Joe and his family?
Well, I think what impresses me most is that the readership tends to be about 50-50 men and women. You know, readers of mystery books tend to be women for the most degree, and men tend to like thrillers. But in mine, it's about 50-50 right down the middle. And I meet husbands and wives who both read the books for different reasons. And even kids, boys, you know, 14 to 16-year-old boys who don't read a lot of fiction, but they're outdoor-oriented, tend to really like these books. So I always like that. I always hear from retired men saying, my wife made me read this book, and boys saying, my mom made me read this book. But then they become very loyal.
Well, after all these years of writing Joe Pickett novels set there in Wyoming, you I think I read somewhere in some interview, you said for the first time, you got to include a rodeo. That's something to me when I call to mind Wyoming and my visits there. The rodeo is always the first thing I come up with. Why has it taken so long for Joe Pickett to get to the rodeo?
Mainly because he's a game warden, so what would he be doing at a rodeo? You know, that's kind of how it worked out. So, yeah, I'm involved with Cheyenne Frontier Day Rodeo, the largest outdoor rodeo in the world, and have been a volunteer and on the board and been involved with that now for about 30 years. So I know rodeo really well, and I've always wanted to get it into a book, and I finally was able to do that.
There's mention in the book about a fantasy rodeo league. Is there such a thing? I mean, I know I've heard of, I mean, NASCAR even has a fantasy, you know, thing going on now, but the rodeo?
Yeah, there really are. And, you know, I always actually compare it to NASCAR, because rodeo fans are very much like NASCAR fans, and that they're sort of a subculture that other parts of the country don't even know exist. But they follow individual cowboys, and you can go online and follow your cowboy in your rodeo league. And it's based on what their winnings are from rodeo to rodeo.
Wow. Well, C.J. Box, author of the new Joe Pickett novel, Endangered, a question we ask frequently here on the Book Club at 91.7 is, what are you reading? What's on your nightstand now? So would you mind answering, what are you reading, C.J. Box?
I am currently reading John Sanford's new book.
Ooh.
He's also a Putnam author, and I'm a big fan of his, and that's one of the perks of this job, is I get to read the books before they come out. And so I'm reading that as I'm flying around doing the book tour.
Well, excellent. Well, thank you for your time this morning, and great success. We look forward to not only this adventure with Joe Pickett, but the next as well. Thank you, CJ.
Thank you very much. It's been fun.
CJ Box, his new Joe Pickett novel, The Wyoming Game Warden, is called Endangered. You can learn more about it at WVXU.org and find a link to C.J. Box's website as well to learn more about the rest of his work. This is the 15th in his Joe Pickett novel series. This is The Book Club at 91.7.